It's Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. and I'm sitting in my deck chair in the shed, not because it's raining. It's actually a beautiful day, absolutely glorious day, but because I just wanted to, well, hide away, if you like. Have a wee bit of privacy. People are cutting their grass, mowing their grass, and doing all sorts of wonderful things on a Sunday afternoon, making loads of noises. And I can't even get a bit of peace in my shed. But there you go. You know, I was thinking back to this morning, to my shower, and like most other people, lots of ideas seem to run around their heads in the shower. It's a strange thing, actually. It's a phenomenon. Why, as soon as we step in there below that hot water, that all kinds of things come into our heads and switches from one to the other to another to another. It does with me anyway, and I'm pretty sure I'm not unique in that respect. And a lot of the thoughts are actually emotions. Something that you didn't want to think about because it would be emotional. Obviously not a happy event or a happy matter, but something that it's a bit unpleasant or not so nice, or it could even be a task that you have to do, filling in paperwork or phoning someone that you haven't spoken to for a long while, and yes, all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking back to this morning and the whole host of matters that flooded my head as usual, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if my shower could be like my hairdresser, like Hal in 2001 Space Odyssey. If I stepped into that chamber of my shower to be met and greeted with a good morning, how are you? What's on your mind this morning? What's troubling you? What kind of things do you need to do today? Is there anything I can do to help? And so on and so on. To have a pleasant voice, just question me gently, maybe even helping me out with some of my problems. How about if I return and say, well, Hal, I'm feeling a little emotional this morning. You know, there's something I have to do and I'm not happy with it. And I'm trying to put it off. And to have a reply that says, well, why don't you do what's best? Why don't you do what you did with someone else recently that fixed that issue? Why don't you do this or do that? Or why don't you leave it just now, sir? Think of it again in the afternoon. Put out your head just now. Let me tempt you with another idea. Or how about, you know what I'm talking about here. Yes, I know. A silly dream. Well, with modern technology, maybe not a silly dream. But I just thought it would be fantastic, wouldn't it, if we could have a shower that actually was also a morning friend and companion, just like the hairdresser who asks you what your plans are for the day or the week, going on holiday, or have you been on holiday? What was your holiday like? Oh, so you did that? Oh, my... Well, that's great, you know. And hairdressers all do that. And why do we all reveal stuff to our hairdressers that we possibly would never reveal to anyone else? So that's what I want. That's what I want for Christmas. I want a friendly shower. He'll help me through that 10-minute period of my mornings. Help me sort out my day. Help me sort out my life for that day. Store in his memory everything that he hears from me. So he's got this massive database of replies and ideas and intelligence like Hal. That'd be great. And I'll tell you something. I need that shower. I need it now. I need someone to help me sort out my head every morning. I need a Hal. I need a hairdresser Hal.